Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Writing Down the Bones by Natalie Goldberg is a classic guide to creative writing that blends practical instruction with a mindful, life-grounded approach. Rather than treating writing as a rare talent, Goldberg frames it as a practice, something you show up for regularly, with attention, patience, and a willingness to write imperfectly. The book draws on her experience as a teacher and her background in Zen practice to encourage writers to move past self-censorship and fear. It focuses on building a steady relationship with the page through timed exercises, sensory awareness, and honest observation. Along the way, Goldberg addresses common blocks like perfectionism, comparison, and the desire to sound impressive. Her tone is direct and motivating, aiming to help beginners start and help experienced writers recover freshness. This book is less about rigid rules and more about developing a habit that makes authentic voice possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, writing is a daily practice, not a special occasion. A central idea in the book is that writing improves through steady practice, not through waiting for inspiration or the perfect conditions. Goldberg encourages treating the page like a place you return to regularly, even when you feel tired, doubtful, or busy. This changes writing from an emotional gamble into a workable routine. The emphasis is on showing up and generating material, trusting that quality emerges from quantity and consistency. The practice orientation helps reduce the pressure to be brilliant and replaces it with a focus on process. By keeping the work frequent and concrete, writers can build endurance, learn their own rhythms, and become less dependent on mood. This topic also highlights how repetition sharpens perception. When you write often, you notice more gestures, textures, overheard phrases, and your own mental patterns. Over time, the habit becomes a form of training for attention. That training supports any genre, from memoir to fiction to poetry, because it gives you more raw material and more confidence in your ability to produce it. Secondly, free writing to bypass the inner critic, Goldberg is known for popularizing a free writing approach that prioritizes forward motion. The goal is to keep your hand moving, stay in the present, and resist the urge to edit while drafting. This method is designed to outmaneuver the inner critic, the voice that questions your worth, your talent, or the value of what you are writing. By creating a temporary zone where judgment is suspended, writers can access surprising associations and more honest language. Free writing also reduces the fear of making mistakes because mistakes become part of the exercise rather than a verdict on your abilities. In practical terms, the method trains you to separate drafting from revising. Drafting becomes about discovery, while revision becomes about shaving. That separation often unlocks productivity and reduces procrastination. This topic also supports voice development. When you write quickly without polishing, you are more likely to sound like yourself instead of imitating what you think good writing should sound like. The result is more energy, more risk-taking, and more material worth refining later. Thirdly, attention, senses, and specific detail as the engine of good writing. Another important theme is that strong writing is rooted in concrete detail and lived observation. Goldberg repeatedly steers writers away from abstraction and toward the sensory world, what you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. By anchoring language in specific images and moments, the writing gains authority and vividness. This also helps writers avoid clichés, because attention to real particulars naturally produces fresher phrasing and more original scenes. The focus on detail is not only about description, but about truthfulness. When you describe what is actually there, you are less likely to hide behind general statements or borrowed ideas. This kind of attention becomes a skill you can practice throughout the day, not only at your desk. You learn to notice the small, telling elements that reveal character, mood, and place. The approach supports many forms of writing, including personal essays where precise detail can carry emotional weight without excessive explanation. In this topic, writing becomes a way to learn how you perceive the world, and that heightened perception becomes the source of stronger stories and poems. Fourthly, letting go of perfectionism and learning to revise later, Goldberg addresses a common obstacle, the belief that good writers produce perfect sentences on the first try. This belief often leads to stalled drafts, endless tinkering, and a sense of failure. The book encourages writers to allow roughness at the beginning and to accept that early drafts are meant to be messy. By giving yourself permission to write badly, you create room for real work to happen. This topic is practical because it reframes the drafting stage as gathering clay rather than sculpting marble. Once there is material on the page, you can return to it with clearer eyes and shape it through revision. The book also implies that perfectionism is often a form of fear. Fear of being judged, fear of wasting time, or fear that your ideas are not original. Learning to write imperfectly is therefore also learning to tolerate vulnerability. Over time, writers gain confidence that revision is where craft choices can be made: structure, pacing, word choice, and clarity. The benefit is a healthier workflow and a stronger likelihood of finishing pieces rather than abandoning them. Lastly, community, reading, and living a writer's life. Beyond techniques, the book explores how writers can build a sustainable creative life. Goldberg emphasizes that writing is influenced by what you read, who you spend time with, and how you treat your own curiosity. Reading widely becomes a form of apprenticeship, exposing you to rhythms, structures, and possibilities you can learn from without copying. Community also matters. Workshops, classes, and trusted readers can provide accountability and encouragement, helping you stay engaged when motivation fades. At the same time, the book cautions writers to protect their developing voice from harsh judgment too early. This balance between support and self-trust is part of learning how to grow. The writer's life is also presented as a way of moving through the world, paying attention, collecting images, and being open to experience. Ordinary moments become usable material when you learn to observe them closely. This topic ultimately connects craft to character. Showing up, staying curious, and being willing to learn from feedback are habits that strengthen not only writing, but also resilience. The result is a more durable, long-term relationship with creativity. In conclusion, this book is best for aspiring writers who feel blocked, intimidated, or overly self-conscious, as well as experienced writers who want to recover momentum and freshness. It is especially helpful for people who do not need a formula for plot or publishing, but instead want a dependable way to sit down and produce pages. The benefits can spill into everyday life because the book trains attention and presence. When you practice noticing specific details and writing honestly, you also become more observant, less reactive to self-criticism, and more willing to begin before you feel ready. That mindset supports creative confidence and reduces procrastination in other areas. Compared with many writing guides that lean heavily on rules, industry advice, or rigid step-by-step systems, Goldberg offers an approach that is simple, repeatable, and psychologically realistic. The blend of practical exercises with a mindful attitude makes it easier to maintain over time. It is worth buying because it functions both as a motivational reset and as a toolbox you can return to whenever you need to restart your practice, generate material, or reconnect with your voice. If you would like to support Natalie Goldberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.